Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans and the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with Life Support Church. And we are so excited today. I bring you greetings in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on today. We're so grateful that you have chosen to worship with us in our Sunday afternoon worship service. I just thank and praise God on today for you, 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 and you. I'm going to call our worship to order now. We're going to have our devotion service by Prophetess Alisa Harris from St. Louis, Missouri, and we're going to go forth in the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Thank you, Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans. It's an awesome pleasure to be on the broadcast tonight with you and the other people of God, the saints of God, the things of God shall go on. Hallelujah. I was just studying saw the thing that we must keep our faith, because Jesus said that if we don't keep our faith as children of God, he'll choose others. He said the children of the kingdom, I forgot where I was just reading, I think it was in Matthew, the children of the kingdom will be cast into outer darkness, while others rising from the north, the east, the south, and the west will come and be invited to his kingdom. And so for that, that woke me up. We cannot be lackadaisical about the things of God or one another. We should not take one another, mama, sister, brother, aunts, uncles, loved ones, and strangers for granted. Amen. Because nobody has to do anything. But what we do have to do is praise the Lord. What we do have to do is serve and worship him in spirit and in truth and come forth with an attitude of submissive humility. Amen. And with that being said, I just wanted to give the scripture that the Lord gave me. And it says, therefore, seeing ye have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. For we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed, always bearing about the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also in Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. And we have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up also by Jesus, that shall present us with you. Hallelujah. I just want to just thank God for that word. We don't have to be deceitful. We don't have to, scheme or anything. We can boast in Christ Jesus. And we can just put our troubles, we can cast all our troubles upon the Lord. We may be troubled on every side. We have this and that report, perplexed. We don't understand everything. We ain't always feeling well, but we can be rejoicing in this trouble. When we are in Christ Jesus, this is the truth. The good news of the gospel is that no matter what our condition and our daily situation, amen, if we're in Christ Jesus, we are safe. We're kept safe in the Lord. Our souls can rest in our God. Hallelujah. And I just want to thank God for the word of God and the people of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I just want to, what can I say? I'm thinking about something that's not too perplexed. What is it? What a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our griefs and sins to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Hallelujah. I don't remember all the words by heart, amen, but I'm so glad I was around elders that sang that in the church, the mothers and the deacons and all the choir, and this is what we learned singing, that it's a privilege to pray and honor and praise God. It's a privilege to be taught, and we ought to honor our mothers and fathers and our leaders in Christ Jesus who are faithful as of to the likes of Apostle Dr. Deborah Daines and her husband, keeping end time men and women of war and life support ministries going, and all our pastors finding a way for us to connect and do what God say, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, for this is the will of God. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, I just thank you, Lord, for another day of life. Thank you for this Sabbath, this Sunday, this day of rest. Hallelujah, this day that we can just put everything aside and focus on your goodness, focus on your grace, focus on your mercy, focus on the blessings, focus on what didn't go wrong, focus on all that you have allowed to go right in spite of these little horrors and these hours and stories of trepidation and suffering. Lord God, you are still on your throne, and I'm so happy, Lord, to be honored to serve you, to pray to you, and knowing that we're just not praying to nothing. We're praying to one who is all, hallelujah, unto all. You're our creator, hallelujah. You're our ruler. You're the King of kings, the Lord of lords. Forgive us, Lord, for all of our sins and all of our trespasses and our iniquities. Forgive, hallelujah, those that were before us and those who will come after us. Forgive the whole world, Lord. We all need a do-over. Hallelujah. We need you to scratch that mistake off. We need you to throw our sins and our mistakes in the sea of forgetfulness that we can have a new start. Hallelujah, when you allow the good governors like Zerubbabel to open up the cities again, when you allow the president and his administration to decide it's safe enough, let us go out better than when you locked us in. Let us be better when you open the doors of the church. Let us come in giving thanksgiving and glory to none but you, O God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you for this day. I'm so thankful, Lord. I've been crying in my spirit about so many other things, but right now I feel nothing but gratitude. I feel nothing but thankfulness because it don't have to be as well as it has been. Thank you, Lord, and bless this service. Bless the woman of God as she brings the word forth, and let our hearts and souls be ready to receive and to let the prayer remain, and let your word remain and grow fruitfully in our lives, and have your way in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We thank Prophet Paris for that heartfelt devotion part of the service. We give God praise and glory on today. I just thank God today for just allowing us to come together, to be together on this Lord's Day. And I give God praise and glory on today. And I just want to open up our testimony service. In the name of Jesus. I got so much to say, but I'm going to let some music play first. Thank you, Jesus.
I need you to make a way that you have done so many times. Through a door, an open door, I stretch my hand. Come rescue me. I need you right away. I need you now. 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 Now another second, another minute.
Praise the Lord. I just want to give my testimony. God bless you. God bless everyone under the sound of my voice. I just give God praise for waking me up this morning. I give God praise for given me a mind to pray, to call on his name in the mighty name of Jesus. I just give God praise and thank him today for all that he do for us, how he watched over us last night. Somebody went to bed last night that didn't get up this morning. I thank and praise God for that. Thank God that I have all the activities of my limbs today. When he woke me up, hallelujah, he shook me in the name of Jesus. And I just thank him today. I thank him for a sound mind. I thank God on today. I thank God that when I looked around, everything in my house was fine. Everything outside of the house is fine. All of my children and grandchildren, great-grand is doing wonderful in God. I just give God praise for that. He didn't have to do any of it. So many people dying. So many people sick. So many people outdoors. I thank God. I have so many things to thank him for. It doesn't even matter when I get up in the morning or just say thank you, Lord, and just for letting my eyes see, my ears hear, and my mouth praise you. I thank God on today. He is an awesome God, and I give him all the glory, all the honor in the name of Jesus. God is a great God. I thank God on today. He's so good. You know, I don't feel like I'm the age I am. I don't feel like I'm 64 years old in the name of Jesus. When I get up in the morning, I jump up like I'm 24 instead of 64. I thank and praise God. I give God glory today. I don't have a hurt anywhere, not nowhere in my body. I give God praise. I thank God on today, and I give him praise. I give him glory. I give him honor on today. He is such an awesome God. He's such a good father to us. He's a good father. He's a blessed father to us. And I give God praise on today. I give him glory. You know, sometimes we don't know what else to do. We go here, we ask somebody here, somebody there, somebody here, somebody there. And let me tell you, all we have to do is go to God. All we have to do is go to God. I give God praise on today. I give him glory today. I thank him for my husband. I thank him on today for my armor bearer. I thank him on today for my children. I thank him on today for all everybody. And I give God praise, my grandchildren, great-grand. I just thank God on today for giving me a mind to get up and call on his name and seek his face. I thank God on today. So when you sit around and you think about all the stuff that you don't have, start thanking God for all the things that you do. You know, we have to bind that demon, that spirit of negativity in the name of Jesus. I give God glory and praise, and I just thank God on today. And that is my testimony. If we have any more testimonies, this is your finest hour to testify. If we have any more testimonies, yes, Lord, I give God praise on today. Amen. I just, so if we don't have any more testimonies, we're going to go right on with another song. Let's see.
I have seen and I have been a heart is broken. And my life has been strange, but in spite of everything I see through, I feel God's grace. I give up, and I give down.
God is such a good God. We're going to get ready to go into the Word of God on today. I'm just like I was last week. I don't know what to say, how to say it, when to say it, but I'm going to open my mouth and be ready for the Holy Spirit to speak to me. So I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come humbly before your throne of grace today, Father, asking you to forgive me for every known and unknown sin that I've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come on today, Lord, and just before you, Lord, asking you to cleanse me now from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to search me, Lord. Search my heart, my mind, and my spirit. If anything in there that should not be, Lord, I ask you to remove it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you to create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit and a sound mind on today. Lord, I just come now just asking you to let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach and minister to your people today, Lord. And I ask you today, Lord, to bind up the strong man from our radio broadcast on today, Lord, and bind him up right now. I bind him up right now, Lord, and I cast him out. I command him to go in the mighty name of Jesus. You have no power here, and you have no power here, and you have no power in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to speak what your people need. Lord, I don't know what they need, but I ask you to speak and minister to your people on today. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. And I've been praying, and I got notes like I always do. I got Bibles and everything out. But I know God to be God. And so I step back and let God and the Holy Spirit do what they do. So today I'm going to be speaking on measuring the measurement of God's mercy, or measuring God's mercy for us. Ooh. And I'm going to be coming from Romans chapter 11, verses 30 to 33. And let me read it for you. Romans chapter 11, verses 30 to 32. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For God have concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. So I think I'm going to read verse 29. For the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. Well, I better let that on. Anyway. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now received mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may receive or obtain mercy. For God have concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Now just let that register, because this is unbelief stuff. This is unbelief stuff. I got so much down for mercy, you know. Mercy is a love that is God's love that responds to human needs in an excited or unmerited way. Mercy is forgiveness. See, God has given us so much mercy, because every day and every morning that we wake up, our mercy is new mercy. Every day we get up, we have new mercy. And I thank God for it. God's mercy and kindness comes with the condition. God's mercy cannot be merited by just obedience. See, it says unbelief. Even if we were obedient, we wasn't obedient, or whatever, God still give grant us mercy tomorrow. I just thank God today. When I was out there in my midst, even now, when we don't believe the word of God, when we don't believe it, when we don't believe what he say, unbelief, he still show us mercy. You see, mercy and grace and mercy and truth work hand in hand. Both of them. Mercy and grace. Grace is unmerited favor. But mercy is a little, goes a little deeper than that. Let's see here. Mercy is God's mercy to us is bigger than any kind of mistake we can ever make. So any wrong decision, God's mercy to us is bigger than any of that. God's mercy is forgiveness. God's mercy is love. And God is love. So mercy, so connected with God. Because only God can really give his mercy. Can't nobody else give God's mercy. I don't care how much I can forgive you, but I can't give you the mercies of God. Nobody else can give you the mercies of God but him. Like mercy and truth, they're bound together. You know, because God is about truth. And I talked about truth last week. But the mercy and the grace of God, God's grace is sufficient, and his mercy renews every day. Every day. But mercy goes way beyond what grace is. Believe me, because mercy is like, when God get ready to punish us for some of the things that we've done, then his mercy covers us. See, grace is unmerited favor, but God, when he takes the place of punishment, mercy does. When he get ready to get us for what the things that we've done, then that's when mercy come in. Lord, have mercy today. We praying, have mercy, God. We praying for somebody else, have mercy, God. So God's mercy, merciful kindness, here is a condition upon repentance and belief. Now, he'll give you mercy if you don't believe. But everything comes with a condition to me. Everything we do, we have to believe. To even get grace, we have to believe and repent to get salvation, all of it. But his mercy is so different from that. When you're talking about mercy, you're talking about how the distance, the measurement of God's mercy, you're talking about the distance between the throne room and Calvary's cross. All in between there is God's mercy for us. His righteousness, mercy. His unmerited favor, grace. All of that between that, his mercy and his grace is sufficient. His mercy It's like compassion. I don't care what we've done. It's compassion. It's love. It's God. I don't care how bad, even if we don't even believe on God, God still show us mercy.
Yes.
He still show us mercy. And I just thank God for that today. I give him praise on today for that. You see, in Romans chapter 11, verse 30 and 31, you see, Paul is writing to the Gentiles. The church in Rome was largely composed of Gentile believers. By this time, many Gentiles were being saved. And he is drawing out a contrast here between the nation of Israel and the Gentiles. Now, in time past, the Gentiles did not believe. But now a remnant of Gentiles have obtained mercy. During this time period, Israel as a nation, which formerly believed, does not now believe. Paul put down the principle by which God saved both Jews and Gentiles. It is by mercy. Just as God showed mercy to the Gentiles, he will show mercy to the nation of Israel. For God had concluded them all in unbelief that he might have mercy upon all. Both Jews and Gentiles are in the stubborn state of rebellion and unbelief. Because of this, by grace, we are saved through, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man shall boast. See, we can't, because both of them had unbelief. At first, the Jews, Israel was believing. But then when Paul started working with the Gentiles, the Israelites stopped believing. But now, God has to get both of them together. Both of them. And this is the reason today, if we you don't have to have, just like when I read verse 29 about the gifts of calling and calling, the gifts and calling without repentance, for the gifts and callings of God are without repentance, you don't have to believe to have a gift. You don't have to be saved to have a gift. It comes without repentance. God give it, you don't even, it ain't even your business and props. When God give you a gift, it's from God. And it's, you don't get the chance to say, I don't want that. I can't do that. God said, oh yeah, you got it. I gave it to you. It's the same thing about this, about mercy. Whether you a believer or an atheist, whatever, and you go to God and you ask God to, and you don't even have to do it. He just show you mercy because he looks at your heart. He know where this person must not know, or they heart is this away, and I'm going to make it so it won't be hardened. I'm going to make it so they'll turn their heart toward me, and I'm going to show them mercy. See, I've been in so many situations. I've been under so many different circumstances where I had to cry out to God, Lord, have mercy upon me, because I've been through so many different things, so many struggles and so many issues and so many things in my life where I had to call out for God, just like Paul and Silas and over in the jail, over in the prisons, and then they had to go and they prayed and they called out to God, have mercy upon me, oh Lord. And God, have mercy. And those prison doors, the locks fell off the door. Hallelujah. Then over there in David and Psalms, so many times when David got into things and ways, King David, and he went to God and told God to have mercy, Lord, upon me. And, oh God, according to thy loving kindness, Lord, according to thy multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sins are ever before me. Have mercy upon me, God, according to thy loving kindness and according to thy excellent greatness. Have mercy today. I against thee, I've sinned against thee, and against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shaping into iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Have mercy upon me today, in the name of Jesus, because I don't know what I'm supposed to do. But Lord, I ask you today to lead and guide me in everything that I'm doing, Lord. I ask you right now, Lord, to forgive me, Lord, for all that I've done in my life, every sin that I've committed against you, Lord. I ask you to have mercy and forgive me, Lord. I just need you today. I don't know what to do, Lord. All I know is to fall at your feet. I know the measurements of your mercy for us. It's a measurement from the throne room of God, behind the veil of God, in the name of Jesus, all the way down to the cross, on Calvary's cross, on Golgotha's hill, where Jesus died for every sin, in the name of Jesus. I thank you today that you had mercy on us and you sent your son in the name of Jesus to be crucified for us. In the name of Jesus, you had mercy on us. You love and kindness, your tender mercies, you had mercy on us. You sent Jesus to drink from that bitter cup for our sins, Lord. You had mercy. When we wasn't believing him, in our unbelief, you still sent him. He died for sinners. He died for murderers. He died for child molesters. He died for gay people. He died for everybody. Have mercy, Lord, on us in the name of Jesus. With your loving kindness and your tender mercies, blot out our transgressions in the name of Jesus. I thank you today for your mercy, Lord, and for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. When we should have been getting punished, you had mercy on us, Lord. I just thank you today for your mercy, Lord, for your mercy, Lord. Even when we in our mess, all the years of our life, we out here in the taverns and in the clubs and out here doing whatever. You had mercy on us, and you had things to cause us to come running to the Lord. I just thank you today. I can only speak for myself. I can only do this by myself, Lord. I thank you for the mercy that you've shown me, Lord. I thank you for the grace that you've shown me in the name of Jesus. I thank you today for the measurement of your mercy for us. The measurement for your mercy is from the throne room down to my prayer room. I thank you today for everybody at prayer room. I thank you today, Lord, for showing us mercy. If we did not have you, if we did not have your mercy, I don't know where we would be, Lord. And if we did not have your grace, Lord, and I don't know where we'll be, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, because mercy is not unmerited favor. It's not grace, but mercy go way past grace. In the name of Jesus, mercy go way past grace, because mercy is where we should be getting punished, where we should be dead, because we sinned. But you have mercy on us. It goes past. It's not nothing that's big enough that we've done. No sin big enough that we've done that you won't have mercy on us, Lord. I thank you for that today. I give you praise today, Lord. I give you glory for that today, Lord. I just thank you today. All of the people here on this earth that don't even believe in God, that he's still showing mercy.
I just thank God today. I thank God. You know, it's just so glorious to me to know that he loves us, and he does love us so much that he sent his son that don't even know us to die for the sins that we committed. Because if not, we would have been going to hell. That's mercy. I thank God today. I give God praise, and I give him glory on today. I give God the praise today. I give God glory on today. And I hope this helps someone, because we need to know that God's mercy, and don't take his mercy for granted. We get new mercies every day. We you know, somebody went to bed last night that didn't get up this morning, not because they wanted to die. Nothing too good. There's nothing we can do to obtain mercy. It has to come from the Father. We can't do good works for mercy. Nothing we can do but ask him to have mercy. We should never take mercy for granted. Never take mercy for granted. I just thank and praise God on today for the word of God. I still didn't know what I was going to say and how I was going to say it, but when you let the Holy Spirit speak, hallelujah, he will. You have to give him a chance to speak and minister to the people. Now I'm going to pray the altar prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you today for everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord. I thank you for your word, God. I thank you for mercy today. I ask you to cover everyone and their families under the shed blood of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you today. I can't even get this mercy out of my spirit. Because mercy, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I just thank you today for your loving kindness and your tender mercies on us, toward us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory. I give you praise, Lord, all over the earth, Lord. Have mercy on your people, Lord, all over your kingdom, all over your earth, Lord. Have mercy on your people today. Oh, Lord, the ones that people don't even want to pray for, Lord, I ask you to have mercy on them today, Lord. You know what they need. You know what we all need, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I just thank him for whatever you're doing, Lord. I thank you today for what I thank him. Oh, yes, Lord, you are mighty, mighty, mighty God. Hallelujah. I give you glory and I give you praise today. I thank you, Lord, for your word, Lord, and your powerful word, because I know mercy is love, and I know love is God. And I know that today that you're so connected. Mercy and God is the same. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. I ask you to cover everyone, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heal them today. You are a healer, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I bind the spirit of infirmity. I bind you up today, and I cast you out, and I command you to go. In the name of Jesus, you have no power over God's people. You have no power. In the name of Jesus, I dismantle you. I destroy you. In the name of Jesus, you have no power, because God didn't give it to you. He gave it to us. In the name of Jesus, I thank you today, Lord. I give you praise, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just give you praise. I give you glory. I give you praise, Lord. Bless everyone that's on this radio broadcast. Bless everyone that's going to listen to it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, and I ask a special blessing on the ones that's going to listen to it. In the name of Jesus, the ones that's on the line, I ask you right now to cover, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of every mistake that they made, Lord. I ask you to cover it with mercy, hallelujah, so that that it won't even be seen, Lord. In the name of Jesus, every mistake, everything that they've done, every sin. we've committed. And Lord, we ask you to cover it in mercy today. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for it. We thank you for it today. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, and I pray and I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. I just give God praise on today. I give God glory today for just the ones that came on. It's not, you know, and I know it's other people that's listening, but it's all right. And it's ones that's going to go back and listen are going to come on the radio broadcast and upload the service on today. I ask God to bless them and their families. I just thank God on today. I give God glory today for each one of you. And I know that this was for us, mercy, the measurements of God's mercy. So I'm not going to even wonder anything because it wasn't me, but it was God. So all I know is I'm the mouthpiece, and I have to be in a position where the Holy Spirit to speak through me. I just thank God today. So we're not going to hold you. You know, we're not going to hold you. We're just going to just thank God that whoever was on was the one that God wanted to hear and bless with this word. I just thank and praise God on today. I'm going to get ready to close out we'll see you all right back here on Monday, Tuesday, at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time and 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And hear what God got to say and what he's going to teach us, how he's going to minister to us. So I just thank God on today. The grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of us. Amen. I thank God you all are dismissed. God bless you. I love you and God love you too. You all have a good day. God bless you.